We are so pleased to welcome with us now DeQuell Jackson, owner of a new contract extension with the Browns. And first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. It's great to be here. It's great to know that I'll be able to end my career here in Cleveland.
That's so nice and so happy for you, and a guy who deserves it. I know how hard you've battled your way back. Yours is such an inspiring story. And this feels like, I know you want the reward to be victories first and foremost, and that's what you're here for, but something like this is just a great reward to have on top of that.
Oh, yeah, it's a great feeling to have, knowing that you have the backing from your organization, knowing that, you know, the last few years has been up and down road, but I was able to push through it and get over the hump. And, you know, today is a good day for me, but I have to credit the guys who I played with last year, you know, Tomba Rubin, Mike Adams, Dimitri Patterson, a lot of the young guys and my teammates around me allowed me to be able to go out and make a ton of plays. And unfortunately, it didn't translate to wins, but that's what we ultimately want to do. But, you know, it's truly a great blessing, and my hat goes off to other teammates allowing me to be able to make the plays that I was able to.
Now tell me this, when these types of things happen, as far as getting it done, there it's preceded by some uncertainty, right? When you're heading
right
to that point of free agency, you don't know, and that would have been March 13th, I guess, when it started. But when the season ends, you're not 1,000% sure of anything that's going to happen. So what was your mindset like when that final day, when you were kind of cleaning out your locker room like everybody else? Did you have even any question maybe that you'd be back with the Browns?
Yeah, my agent and I, Brian Macklin, we had a plan going into the season, and my job was simple. It was to play football to the best of my abilities, and when the season was over, whether it was signing an extension here, whether you never know, you know, what outcome may come out of it, but you know, we had a plan going into the season. I knew at some point I would be back here, whether it was a franchise tag or through an extension. And we made it clear that I wanted to be back here, and we got something done in the time we did.
And talk about the way that season did unfold for you, because, again, so much was about just staying healthy, but you went well beyond that with your performance. And really, game in and game out, you were consistent and persistent, I guess, too. But you were consistent in the way you performed and really made yourself a catalyst in this defense.
Yeah, it was just, you know, taking it week to week. You know, with my past, you never know what to expect. And so I had one goal in mind, is to play 16 games and do whatever I could to stay on the field, whether it was, you know, taking care of my body and preparing as well as I could. But I, you know, I can't say this enough, but it wasn't just me. You know, I'm grateful. I'm blessed to be sitting here today and be able to say that I can retire Brown. But, you know, the guys around me, they made it easier for me. You know, I got to give them all the credit, you know, because it's not a one man show at all. And this should show that, you know, for the young guys we have on the team, if you do overcome and persevere, that good things will happen. And we need to start winning some games around here. So, you know, that's my mindset at this point.
And I like what you just said, too, about the statement that a signing like this makes to a lot of people, but not the least of which are the teammates, right, are the other folks in this team. It tells them how this organization values the production and someone who works at it and someone who is just steady and a good guy. I mean, all the things you embody, DeQuell, are the things that I think tell everyone else, hey, there is a reward for that.
Well, those are the type of the guys we want around here. You know, Tomba Rubin is another example. A quiet guy. He comes to work every day, takes care of his business, and you wouldn't hear a word from him. But he's one of those lunch pail guys. And those are the type of guys we want to keep around here. And those are the type of guys we want to build a team around in order to obviously get to the playoffs and win a Super Bowl around here.
DeQuell Jackson joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You've mentioned a couple of times about the supporting cast around you, about the fact that it isn't a one-man show and others, and you just cited some of those names of people who were integral to the whole process. And I guess as much as anything else, 2011 was about that transition from the 3-4 to the 4-3 to Dick Geron's scheme and understanding that. How did you see that unfold, where it reached the point to you where you felt everybody was on the same page? How long did that kind of take, and how well did it take hold?
You know, at first I didn't know what to expect. You know, my focus was on, again, my body and taking care of my body and making sure I could be able to be out there on the field with the other guys. But as we got through camp and as the weeks unfolded, it was a great scheme. I mean, Dick Geron is probably one of the smartest coaches I've been around. He understands the game, along with all the other position coaches. Everyone brings a certain expertise to their profession. But I think midway through the season is when I finally started to get a little comfortable to where I had a intuition of what calls will be called in certain situations of the game. And also, everybody was a collective group effort from everyone as far as understanding the game plan, as far as putting your best foot forward. You know, Dick Geron is not the type of guy to yell at you and scream at you, but you don't want to disappoint him. Mm-hmm. And I think we molded his identity as a defense.
And, you know, it's interesting, too, that you talk about the chance to know where you're going to play for the rest of your career. Mm-hmm. Most players don't have that luxury. It's a limited thing, and it's something that takes a while to earn. Do you think that could actually impact the way you approach things? I mean, is it make you – you're going to be a competitor and try to play your best regardless, but how much does this enhance your ability to be your best out there with that secure in your mind?
Yeah, I think me personally, I'm my worst critic. So before any other critiques comes from anyone else, I think I'll put a amount of pressure on myself more than anyone else. But I've had some ups and downs here, and it's been a tough road. And I tell you, through the grace of God, you know, I just feel blessed to be sitting here today, just to be sitting here feeling healthy. You know, having my health is most important. And, you know, I can't thank the Cleveland Browns organization enough just for taking a chance on me last March when there was a situation where I didn't know whether or not I would be playing.
Right.
And so it was important for me to grow up, mature, do whatever I could to put my best foot forward. And I did, and it was rewarded. And for the younger guys on this team, you know, it says a lot about our staff. You know, we have a great staff in position right now, and we're taking steps forward. In years past, not to criticize any coach or any staff that was here previously, but I finally feel like in my stint here that we're moving forward, and things are only going to get better. And for the Cleveland fans, you know, it's important. You know, I've had nothing but respect for the fans here, week in and week out. They come out, they show us love, they cheer for us when we play well, and they let us know when we're not playing well.
Right.
So it's a good. It's a good vibe in this town, but like I said, I'm happy to be standing here today and talking with you guys.
They make you accountable, the fans. They do. All you guys, they make all of us here accountable. But what's interesting is one of the things they focus on, I mean, they focus on a lot of different things, but one, this time of year, it's who will they keep or who will they add to make this team better? And definitely people were wondering how these situations would play out. Your situation, which played out great. There are others that are still sort of pending. But it seems to me that there's a willingness on the part of the, you know, the organization with moves like this. You know, talk is cheap, but when you put your money where your mouth is, which is exactly what happened here, I think that's telling me as well as telling you as a player and everyone around this town that, you know, this effort is serious to try to get where this team wants to go. And how do you see that, and how do you see the next steps that have to be taken going forward immediately with, you know, the rest of the offseason, free agency, the draft coming up to get there?
I think that's a great point that you made. As far as since I've been around, we haven't really – there hasn't been a big sign in here or through free agency. And here I've been I feel like I'm a hometown guy, so the fans will be able to appreciate this signing versus bringing an outside guy in. So that alone should show the fans and the players and coaches throughout this organization we are taking the right steps. It means a lot. It should mean a lot, and this should be felt throughout the community and throughout this organization.
And the other thing is you're anxious to get back at it, right? I mean, April, somewhere in April, you guys get together here.
April 16th.
April 16th is the new date, a little later than, I guess, what it had been previously, but this is under the new collective bargaining agreement. How ready are you to get back after it?
Yeah, I'm just excited to be around the guys again and just to, you know, it's a lot of things that I've been doing myself that I want to get other guys involved in as far as preparing. As far as preparing, and a lot of guys, you know, I watch a lot of film. And if I can get a good group of guys in this offseason to, you know, look at what we did in the past, what we could have done better. Just to help us collectively, I think we'll be moving in the right direction with Tomba Rubin being back and other guys, younger guys that had a big role for us last year to be able to take that next step in their career.
So film watching sessions with DJs.
You know, whatever I could, you know, give them as far as how to take care of your body.
Sure.
You know, if that's one thing I feel like I could, you know, anybody can learn from, because I've been through it and I've been able to overcome it. And that's been my main goal from, you know, about a year ago.
So film watching sessions with like vegetables and healthy food, not junk food.
No, junk food. Just, you know, I have a motto, whatever you put into your body, it would either help you or hurt you. So that's what I try to stick by.
All right. Not as fun, but you get the job done.
Oh, yeah. We got to get the job. That's first and foremost.
Beautiful. DeQuell, again, congratulations and thank you so much for your time. We appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. He is D-Jax and he is the owner of a new contract extension with the Cleveland Browns. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.